5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Welcome to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, supported by mymotorworld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories, and tools from the biggest and best brands in the automotive industry. At mymotorworld.com, we've got the lot.
Hey, welcome to the very latest episode of the Wheeler Dealer Podcast. Andy J here. Just to say, we've got a really special episode for you today. Do you remember recently, Mike and Mrs. B took themselves off for quite a while for a big old trip around California? That's, in fact, where they caught up with Jay Leno. If you haven't heard that episode, do go back and find it because it's fantastic. Now, Mike took the opportunity to catch up with his good mate, Michael O'Neill. He's a guy who knows a thing or two about Porsches. So, because this is an absolutely fascinating interview, let's get right into the action as we join Mike and Michael on a rather busy beach near LA. Enjoy.
Right, and I'm delighted right now to have one of my very, very close friends. As I'm over here in California, I want to embrace that car community. Any opportunity I get and go and see the friends that make the car world down here tick. One of those guys is a guy called Michael O'Neill. He's got his own YouTube channel, which I'll tell you all about in a minute. But he's a big noise in the Porsche world. This guy can take any kind of 911 Porsche that's seen the wrong side of the tracks. It could be just a bucket of rust, and he can turn it into something that's jewel-like and something that everyone would want to own. I'm always mightily impressed at what he turns out. And at the moment, he's been flat out and busy building this epic build called Blasphemy, of which we'll find out all about. So, Michael, welcome to the podcast.
Could it be a better situation where we're on the beach, we're sipping on some coffee? It is the loveliest scenario you can imagine.
Well, that's what we want. That's what we want the audience to think, but truthfully, we're sitting in the back of an ISO container that looks like we're off the set of Taken with two Bulgarian guards standing at the door.
Someone please call the police.
Please, somebody. No, we are genuinely, really, sitting on the beach doing this. Not topless or, you know, rubbing oil into each other, although...
Not yet. The day's still young.
Yeah, exactly, Michael. So, Michael, thank you very much for coming to the podcast. First and foremost, your YouTube channel, Wrench, it's making waves, getting big numbers. Tell us all about it.
Can I first say how much I love the Wheeler Dealers podcast, and I listen to all of them, and I can't wait for the road trip. I'll just tell you that right now. Wrench, which is spelled R-E-N-N-C-H.
Of course, you've taken another British word and ruined it.
No, that's not why at all. So Wren is a very ubiquitous term in the Porsche community. It stands for race. And so we have the Porsche Carrera RS, which is the Wren Sport. And we have Wren Line and Wren List and the Wren Sport Reunion. So I thought my DIY Porsche channel should be Wrench. It makes sense when you see it. The logo is a Porsche crest with a little wrench in it. And anybody who's in our little crazy world of vintage Porsche gets it right off the bat.
Would understand it.
Yeah. Correct.
So that explains Wrench and its spelling, which is R-E-N-N-C-H.
Correct.
And people can just go and look that up on YouTube.
Wrench.com/YouTube takes you right there to the subscribe button.
Right, okay. And tell us what Wrench is all about, especially at the moment, because you've done two epic builds, one being a ghost car, which is, let's not go there, because that car's already famous.
It's already built.
It's already built. It's famous. It's been a cover model everywhere. Everyone knows about the ghost car. Let's talk about the new build, which not only has got me excited, it's also got the Porsche community, well, let's just say, a little bit upset.
A little angry.
A little angry.
So I knew I wanted to build my YouTube channel, and to do that, I needed an epic build that people could follow. So I managed to get my hands on a completely gutted GT2 race car. It was actually a 1969 911S that somebody had done crazy modifications to and ended up putting a wide body 993 GT2 kit on it, which was terrible. This was done in 1994. I bought the car for 10 grand with no engine, no transmission, nothing. It had no rear end, no front end, all these crazy race mods. And I thought, I'm going to build this thing back into a street car. And as you know, because you've done them, building a Porsche engine is very prohibitively expensive.
Yes, it comes with Porsche tax, and it comes in that Porsche world where any shop you go and visit in that Porsche world, especially down here, may I say, in Southern California, as you walk through the door, usually the owner greets you by rubbing his hands together.
100%.
Yes, with a little, with a smile on his face, going, "Hello, Michael.
Right.
Welcome to my store."
So, for people that aren't Porsche people,
they would experience that.
A 911 SC motor, which is when fully built and ready to go, is about 180 horsepower. Will cost you 12 to 15 grand if you want to buy a used one, and then another 15 to 20 to rebuild it. So you're 30 grand into an engine that has 180 horsepower. So I thought maybe I can do better, and I wasn't going to do like an LS swap, but I was like, if I can keep it a flat six, I'm going to do so. So what I did is I used a Subaru EZ30R flat six, which came in the Liberty and Legacy. I heard a video, saw a video, but heard it on YouTube. When those things are driven in anger, it sounds like a Porsche GT2 or a GT3 RS. So I have twin turboed this car. Stock horsepower is 245 horsepower for $1,200. And it weighs 65 pounds less than the Porsche engine. But I put twin Garrett turbos on, and now we're at about 420 horsepower. The car is, I weighed it yet, but it's going to be probably 2,000 pounds, and it's going to be a rocket ship. It's going to run on E85, flex fuel, all Hall Tech.
I've seen it. It's the whole project sounds insane.
You can hear it on my
YouTube channel. Yeah, we've seen
YouTube
it start up.
And Instagram wrench.
We watched it start up for the first time. That was a eureka moment, getting that thing to fire into life. But for those of the people out there, two things you mentioned there. LS swap means an LS is a stock standard V8 engine you can buy off in a crate here in the United States. And most people will put an LS engine into anything, into any hot rod, into
here
any car.
Yeah.
They put them in Austin Healey's, MG midgets, put them in Spitfires. They put them in absolutely everything.
Cheap and powerful.
Cheap and powerful.
Yeah.
So what Michael's done is gone for what is a Porsche. You think about it, the Porsche engine is a flat six, and Michael's gone for a similar look to that, a flat six boxer engine, but this is coming from Japan, and this is a Subaru engine with a huge amount of horsepower, but doesn't come with that Porsche tax. Comes at
$1,200 for
it's
the engine.
So it's insane. Crazy. It's
but
so
here's,
insane.
Here's the kicker, and you may not know this. If you take the heads apart, there's Porsche part numbers.
No way.
Yeah. So
no
Porsche, Porsche designed
developed
secretly,
that engine.
Well, I think they designed the heads. And I think you can envision this engine as a modern SC engine, which is basically what it is.
You're probably going to, you know, where the Porsche world is getting itself in a twist, their neck is in a twist, because ironically as well, you've named this car the Blasphemy Build.
Yeah.
Right? So, because it's blasphemous. Not only are you getting everyone's knickers in a twist over this, when it gets out there and featured in magazines, and this car becomes a cover star in its own right.
And it will be. Hoonigan already wants it. Like,
Hoonigan
as soon
wants
as
it. And, right. When that happens, you just know that there's going to be a rush of people trying to do exactly the same with their 911s.
Well, I have a kit. I'm going to have a kit. I have an adapter plate that we've developed. I'm going to have an engine cradle that you can bolt right into a 911. I'm working with a company now to develop an ECU with the wiring harness that just immediately bolts right in. So let's say the kit ends up being like 15 grand all in. You can just get that, put it in the Porsche, and then stick the original engine on a shelf and have 300 reliable modern horsepower.
That's crazy.
Instead of 180.
Crazy.
And it won't, you know, no harm, no foul.
Right, so elephant in the room, Michael, and this is a big one, because this is going to take some fabrication and engineering. For those of you out there who don't know, this generation of Porsche predates the 996, so this is an air call car, which means that the calling comes directly from the air. The car travelling through the air is how it gets its calling. But with your car, which was an air cool car, you've now put this Boxster motor in it. But the Boxster motor obviously needs liquid cooling, radiators, fans, that kind of stuff.
Correct.
So how does that work?
So there's a company called CSF that was nice enough to sponsor my build for SEMA. And they've given me these two drag radiators, which look like small Porsche oil coolers, but they're super thick. And they go kind of where, if you can imagine like a GT3, where they have the radiators in a GT3. But what I'm working on them with right now is the Porsche 911S had an oil cooler that mounted up in the front fender, right? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I'm working with CSF to make dual radiators that fit into the exact same factory location with pull fans, and Bob's your uncle. It'll just, you can run literally like the oil cooler lines to the back. Put those dual radiators in front and you can bolt it all right in.
That's fantastic.
Isn't that cool?
That is very cool, Michael.
It's a thing.
Now, other stuff that's happening on the car, because we just spoke about the motor.
Yeah.
The trans, what's the trans? Stock trans?
It is a 996, six-speed with a limited slip, cable shift, the adapter plate. But here's the deal. This is a, I'm calling this a techno mod, and this is maybe something else you don't know. If it comes on like a 2024 Mercedes S-Class and I can integrate it invisibly into this car,
so heated seats, massage seats.
Maybe not massage, but definitely like heated. Like,
LCD screens, that kind
so
of stuff.
Yeah, so instead of the three gauges in front, you've got five gauges for a Porsche. The first three, I've ordered 5-inch and 2 4-inch screens from Alibaba, and they are LCDs behind those that are then going through a Raspberry Pi with a Hall-Tech interface. So I have not only all of the, and I have them designed so they look like vintage gauges, but then has boost control and all that stuff in there.
That's great.
But then when I put it in reverse, one of the three reverse cameras, one in each rearview mirror and one in my rear bumper, will show up on those screens. So I've got a hidden camera in the rear bumper, and then for the rearview mirrors, we've done a 3D printed mount on the inside of the Talbot bullet mirror. Then I'm using clear glass with mirrored window tint. So it looks like a regular mirror, but there's a wide angle camera hiding behind
the rear. That's just fantastic, Michael.
Isn't that cool?
That is so cool. Yeah. So this is going to be the most technically advanced air-cooled, well, previous air-cooled 911, and quite possibly one of the most, you know, turnkey powerful ones.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Auto blip, active aero. I have active aero. I've taken a 964 deck lid and split it about where a stock ducktail would be, and then used a Boxster motor to articulate it at speed. So the Hall-Tech can say at 40 miles an hour, we'll raise the tail on this thing. I don't know how effective it'll be, but it will certainly be cool. And then my vision, and you'll totally nerd out on this, my vision is I'm trying to find a suspension manufacturer. If anybody knows this, I want somebody who makes electric suspension so I can have like sport, sport plus comfort, but I want to do like a 4-inch airbag on the top and then the variable spring on the bottom, because I want to be at like at a coffee shop, right, and go Alexa, let's go racing, and I want the whole car to go and lower and then the tail to go up, or like Alexa, it's hot in here, and all the windows go down and my little quarter windows pop up. So that's part of my like nerdy
well
vision.
But if you will it into life, it will happen, and so far you've willed this car life.
Yeah.
You can follow the build of this on Wrench. Remember, go onto YouTube, look up Wrench on YouTube, spelled with two N's,
R-E-N-N-C-H.
Go and look at the great work that Michael does. What you'll love about it, it's a bit like when you're looking at Tavares or Matt Armstrong. This is one guy in his garage learning the craft and the skills along the way, doing it with nothing fancy. He's got some Harbor Freight tools.
Yeah, totally.
He's got the cheapest welder you can get.
Be fair, Harbor Freight did send me a new welder, and it's great.
Right,
it's
good.
It's not the cheapest welder anymore, but it was.
But, you know, there's better welders out there.
Oh, 100%.
100%. So,
yeah.
You know, you're doing this with standard tools. Nothing fancy. And a lot of these things you didn't even know until you started to tackle them. And that's the bit. That's why you've got this amazing audience that follow you, why you've got all these interactions, because people are along with you for the ride. They're coming along for the ride with you.
Yeah, like when I don't know how to do it, I'm just like, I have no idea what I'm doing.
And they
here,
tell
and
you.
I just dig right in. Yeah.
And they can tell you. You know, you're all, it's very
And they certainly do, as you well know. They certainly tell you on the internet.
They certainly do, especially if you get it wrong.
Yeah.
They're good at that. Yeah. They're really, really good at that. Yeah. Right then, Michael. So we wish you every success with this build.
Thanks, man.
When do we think we're likely to see it?
My goal is to have the final iteration done by the RenSport reunion here, which is September 2023. Certainly by SEMA. I'm really hoping I can make it either the Garrett car or Sencut Sen has been a good sponsor, maybe them, or maybe, I don't know, we'll see. Somebody I hope will help me and sponsor me to get
so
the thing inside
needs
the building.
So you're looking for sponsorship, A, to get to SEMA, and B, to get to, would you say RenSport?
RenSport, yeah, I need a spot for RenSport too.
So to RenSport. Well, Michael, you know, I got a lot of people listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
If they go and look up your YouTube channel and they see what you're all about, I got a funny feeling that, you know, like you can will things into happen, we are going to will this into life for you.
Let's do it, baby. Let's do it.
Good luck. You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast, brought to you by MyMotorWorld.com. Need something for your vehicle? Screen wash, coolant, wiper blades, brake discs and pads, engine oils, you name it. Well, check out MyMotorWorld.com for the exact fit parts and car care products for your pride and joy. That's MyMotorWorld.com. They've simply got the lot.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You're listening to the Wheeler Dealer Podcast.
Right now, Michael, each week on this podcast, we get our guests to give us a little bit of a fantasy road trip. Now, this is a road trip that lets our audience know a little bit about you, your likes, your loves, your music choices, your insights, what you like to snack on, all that kind of stuff. So I want you to be the guest on the road this week in your fantasy road trip. And this road trip is going to be a really cool one, okay? Because this road trip is going to start off wherever you want on the planet. It's going to end wherever you want on the planet in any car of your choosing, be it a real car or even a fantasy car. So first up, I'm going to throw you the keys to my infinite garage. What are you going to drive?
This is interesting. I hadn't heard of this part of the show at all. No, I'm kidding. This is like my favorite part of your show. My car is a magical, because it doesn't really fit four people, but I don't care. It's a 19, to me, the most beautiful car ever made, 1967 Ferrari 330 P4.
Now, see, I like that, right? Because that's a not an out and out. You know, when you look at a Ferrari 330, it's not an out and out. It's not a racing Ferrari. It's a touring Ferrari.
No, it kind of is. It was in Le Mans, right?
Yeah, it was in Le Mans, but it's kind of, you know, the P4. Oh, you're talking about the P4, the red one.
Yeah, baby.
But you can't have that.
I did. It is. It's magic.
How are you going to put people in the back?
Because it's magic. It's like Harry Potter, where the two people just magically fit in the back. This is my fantasy road trip.
Oh, you're talking about that one.
Yeah,
that my fantasy road trip. Yeah. Yeah, but that car is a selfish car.
It sure is.
It really is just for one person.
My two people are really small in the back. But let's suspend disbelief.
Okay.
For that particular part of this.
Okay, right.
Yeah.
So we're in a Ferrari P4.
Yeah,
red,
sure.
Red, obviously.
Oh, the sound, obviously.
Red?
Yeah, red.
Okay,
sure.
Where are we starting from?
We are starting in the in northern Italy. We are going to go right from there magically to the Ring of Kerry in Ireland.
So you're going to go from Italy to Ireland?
Yep, I want to do the Ring of Kerry in Ireland in that car. And then we're going to finish from San Francisco back to LA on some of the most legendary back roads.
That sounds awesome.
In the world.
That does when sound
awesome. I pull into
awesome.
My spot in Long Beach.
That sounds amazing. In that car,
in
would,
that
be,
car.
Would be incredible.
100%.
Right, who's sat beside you?
Obviously, it's Jennifer Lawrence, who has been just blowing my phone up. She's like, can I please ride in your Ferrari 330 P4? I was like, Jen,
please,
chill.
Not again.
God, bro.
Just give me a break.
So me and Jen are on my road trip.
So you and Jennifer Lawrence.
Yeah, me and J-Lo. J-Law.
That's what you call her. That's if right. you get to know her that J-Law. Well, you can call her J-Law.
J-Jella. Yeah.
Jella. Jella.
Jella. You can call her that's Jella. That's how you end every show.
Yeah, Jella. You could say Jella yeah. if you know her that well.
Right.
So you and Jella
yep.
in the
yep.
P4,
yep.
starting off from Northern Italy on your way to Ireland, mm-hmm. and then you're going to end up in California. Who's in the back seat? This mythical back seat.
a really small version of Sting is in the back seat. Small Sting. Because that way we can talk music. He's been, as a drummer, he's had some of my favorite drummers play with him in his career.
Yeah.
And I just, his depth of music and... I think he'd be great. I think he'd be a fun convo.
Okay, so Sting's yeah. good. I like
yep.
that.
That's yep.
he's our first Sting
yep.
we've had as a fantasy yep. road trip, so that's a good call. So there's you, Jala, sat beside you. Sting in the back, sitting there just humming away. You're in the P4. Obviously, you're trying to turn that. You're just kissing that accelerator because you want to hear Sting.
Sound.
You want to hear Sting in the back of the car.
Wow.
So who sat beside Sting?
We all have, like, Star Trek translators in our ears because next to us is Leonardo da Vinci.
Now that's our second Leonardo.
Oh, really? You've had another Da Vinci?
We've had another Da Vinci.
God, I thought I was going to go three.
Which is a great call.
Yeah.
A great call. It's funny.
The other
Da Vinci came from another car builder engineer.
Oh, you're kidding.
And Anstead.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So that just happened.
There you go. So we're in Northern Italy, we're in a Ferrari P4 in red, loud bursting thing.
Just violent.
Violent.
It's a violent couple
However,
of days.
You are kissing the accelerator and gently humming along because sat beside you, you've got Jala, which is Jennifer Lawrence to the other people out there, who has been pestering you like mad to go for a ride with you ever since I've known you. And then in the back of the car, you've got Sting. That's the reason why you kiss the accelerator, because you're going to hear Sting just...
Roxanne!
Yeah. You got him in the back doing that. And then sat beside
with
him, you got this mad...
Da Vinci harmonizing, because he's a great
instrumentalist. You got this mad Italian guy in the back going... Nessun dolma! Right, so there you are. You're on the road, and you're on your way to Ireland, and it's going to be an amazing journey. Who's playing on the radio?
I think that J-Law is insisting on an 80s new wave playlist. It's Tears for Fears, Depeche Mode, New Order. It's that whole Thompson Twins. It's my, you know, Howard Jones. It's my whole 80s, childhood.
Mate, that's my it's just my wheelhouse.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just listed every artist that we know, love, and, you know, it's a very British...
Yes.
It is a very British, eclectic mix of...
Yeah.
Well, you've got Sting in the back of the car as well.
He's gonna bust in every once
now
and again. He's got his ukulele with him. He's really little, as is his ukulele. He's gonna bust a couple of tunes out.
Fantastic. Right, so you're listening to this eclectic mixtape of everything from the 1980s, some of my favourite bands, Tears for Fears and Depeche Mode. What are you snacking on? What's your road trip snack?
So this is my weakest portion of the road trip concept. I don't have a thing, but I'm just going to go with subtly sweet tea, which is that, I forget who makes it, but it's good. It's like this peach tea and a trail mix.
Trail mix.
Yeah. It needs to have vanilla yogurt or like the yogurt.
Right, so I've explained trail mix to the audience before because we've got predominantly a British audience.
Right.
And
it's
peanuts
and almonds and,
right,
and M&Ms.
Yeah,
and,
but to explain it to you, there's factories out there that make peanuts and M&Ms and corn and whatever. When they're making these things on the production line, anything that falls off the reluction line onto the floor, they sweep it up, they gather it all together and throw it in a bag, and they label it trail mix and sell it to suckers like Michael at a petrol station.
It's got some horse hooves.
It's got everything
ground
in it. It's disgusting. Yeah. Trail mix is disgusting.
How do you say that trail mix is peanuts?
It's not peanuts. It's peanuts.
90% peanuts.
M&M's.
Yeah.
Peanuts.
Yeah.
There's
almonds,
corn.
Yeah. Maybe a raisin.
Yeah, there you go, raisin, right?
Yeah.
So it's all the crap that falls onto a floor, gets swept into a bag and sold. Well, nobody chooses to make that. It happens by default because it's going to get trashed. It's going to get thrown away.
All right, then I'm bringing sauerkraut and deviled eggs just to make sure that...
Make it a bit farty.
Just
so Jaylar can be sat beside you, just loading them up. She hasn't even got a window on her side of the P4. You've got the little...
Riveted.
It's
riveted.
The smell in there. Leonardo don't know what's happened. He's not smelled anything except for the sewage in Venice all those years ago. And there's you with your deviled eggs and sauerkraut.
Yeah, I'm not bringing either of those. I'm bringing my trail mix. I'm bringing my trail
mix. Okay. And the destination point is going to be down here in Southern California after taking on some epic roads. So you all get here. You've had an amazing journey. You've chowed down on the you know, arse lips and teeth from trail mix, pubic hair and all that stuff that's in there.
Arse lips and tea.
Right, you've tried.
By the way, I don't know. I must have told you about my old band, Ass Lips and Tea. Guys, thanks for coming out to our record release party. We're Ass Lips and Tea.
Right, so
Sign up on our mailing list.
So your arse lips and teeth, right? You've just chowed down on that. You've arrived back at your place here in Southern California, which is paradise in itself. And then, as you, Jennifer Lawrence, and the rest of the gang jump out the car, Sting goes running straight for straight into the ocean to try and wash off your farty smell.
Jen's farty smell.
As you arrive here, and you're all worried about Jen and Sting and Leonardo, what they're up to, you can hear the crackle of your P4 fire up and just disappear into the distance. It's gone.
Leo. It's gone. Leo. He's well known to be a car thief.
Right, so it's gone.
Yeah.
So now the car's gone, I'm going to give you the choice of one vehicle from my collection, but only a two-seater vehicle, and you can only take one of your guests back with you. Who's it going to be?
So my original choice, without knowing that was my parameter, was going to be a Taycan Cross Turismo. You know, with the wagon on the back, because I've had such a violent few days. I want to just, chill. I want beautiful luxury around me.
Yeah, but you can't have
that. So I'm taking your Taycan.
You can have my Taycan, but you can't have it because it's four-seat, comfortable, it's too nice. And you Sting and little Leonardo, the tiny little ones, will just jump straight in the back.
All right, give me a quick inventory of your... I know all your Porsches. What else you got that's in the two-seat
range? Well, I mean, in the two-seat range, 550, Porsche 550 Spider.
You have a 550 Spider?
Yes, I do.
Well, then that. We'll just stay violent.
Right, okay, so you're in a Porsche 550 Spider.
Yeah. Now, Jen's got the goggles on.
Right, so you dropped... I'm just surmising.
Oh, okay.
So you have literally dropped Sting and Leonardo.
Yeah, screw those guys.
Screw those guys.
What
it's
do they
know?
All the way.
What do they know?
I'm Team Farty Jen.
Oh, Michael, that is fantastic. That is absolutely fantastic.
Yeah.
You're a great guy, Michael.
Best road trip ever.
It is the best road trip ever. I'm gutted I wasn't on it. You're such a nice guy. You've got a heart of gold. You really care about what you do in terms of delivering your message to the audience in such a positive way. We at the Wheeler Dealer Podcast wish you every success with the Blasphemy build. Please go and look Mike up. If you want to find him on social media, where are you?
Wrench, R-E-N-N-C-H on Instagram and on YouTube.
Right, so go and look up Mike. Give him a like, a follow, a subscribe, a dong, whatever you need to do. Just make sure you go and do it. Mike, thank you very much for being a part of this podcast. We really do appreciate it.
Can I say something in your behalf? You are so talented. You are such a good host on television, on this podcast, which I know is not your wheelhouse. I'm more of a podcaster than you are. And you are so great at it and so great on the fly doing live events. You're a gem. You're a treasure in the car world.
Thank you, Michael. There's your $100. I'll see you next time. Thank you. Bye-bye. The Wheeler Dealer Podcast was brought to you by MyMotorWorld.com. Discover over 70,000 car parts, car care products, accessories, and tools from the leading brands in automotive.
all delivered to your door. Just visit mymotorworld.com. They've got the lot. If you're looking for a car, then why not try mikebrewermotors.com? You can find us out there on the internet. If you're looking for a used van and a cheap car, then why not try us at oneautomotive.co.uk? We've got everything you could possibly need.